Here's your Friday football forecast for Ohio State's Saturday afternoon matchup in Champaign, Illinois against the Fighting Illini of Illinois. The Buckeyes with a lot at stake in this game. They enter the contest number 3 overall in the BCS poll. They are undefeated on the season at 9-0. They have a 21-game winning streak on the line. A win on Saturday against Illinois would tie the school record of 22 straight wins set back from 1967 through 1969. The Big Ten record, by the way, in case you were wondering, 29 consecutive wins set by Michigan all the way back in 1901 through 1903, but that's still a ways away. What the Buckeyes need to do is focus on the Fighting Illini. The Buckeyes come into this game as 33-point favorites, so you hope they don't get too full of themselves. That's where Urban Meyer, the Urbanator, comes into play. He needs to keep these guys grounded and focused. He has so far this year, and he should be able to this week, but one thing that they will have to keep an eye on and be focused on when Illinois has the football, quarterback Nathan Shielhaus. He's number 1 in the Big Ten in passing yards per game. He's thrown it for over 2,400 yards this year, 15 touchdowns, but he has been intercepted 8 times. Pressure is the one thing that gives him problems. He makes bad reads, bad throws when pressure has been applied to him. So look for the Buckeyes to bring some blitzes and try and get to or at least rattle Nathan Shielhaus in hoping that they will create some turnovers. The guys that Shielhaus will try and get the football to, wide receiver Steve Hall, 28 grabs, 564 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the year. He's their big play wide receiver. And then their running back that does a little bit of everything is Josh Ferguson, 485 yards rushing, 4 TDs, 483 yards receiving, and 4 TDs. So they'll try and get him the ball in space and hope that he can create and make some Buckeye defenders miss and take it to the house. Those are the guys the Buckeyes will need to focus on offense. On defense, watch out for linebacker Jonathan Brown. He leads the team in tackles and tackles for losses. He has 4 sacks and interception. Look for the Illini defense to do a lot of blitzing to try and create some turnovers of their own. They know they need to play a near perfect game to have any chance of beating the Buckeyes, and they know they need to create some turnovers and give their offense a short field to work with and hope that their offense will not turn the ball over and score every chance they get. But when you look at this, on paper, it's a mismatch. Without question, Buckeyes a 33-point favorite coming into this contest for good reason. When you look at the Buckeyes' offense, they're 5th in the nation in scoring at over 48 points per game, 6th in the nation in total offense, 531 yards per contest, and running the football, they do it as well as anybody in the country. They're 6th in rushing the football in the entire country at over 300 yards per game. So those combinations of that Buckeye offense and what Braxton Miller and Carlos Hyde and Philly Brown and Devin Smith and Jeff Hierman and all the different weapons that they have on offense should create all kind of problems for the Illini defense, which ranks 114th out of 123 Division I schools in yards per game. So on paper, this should be a blowout. This should be a game where the Buckeyes cover the spread of 33 points. However, go back and look at what happened just 2 years ago up in Illinois, in Champaign. Braxton Miller and the Buckeyes won the game 17-7, but Miller was only 1 of 4 passing the football. That's right, 4 attempts, 1 completion, 17 yards. It went for a touchdown to Jake Stoneburner, but they did not throw the ball well that day. However, they did come away with a win. So when you look back to that game, you say, well, what were some of the factors there? Well, it was not an Urban Meyer coach team. It was a freshman quarterback playing in Braxton Miller. And the weather could be a factor. Checking the weather forecast for Champaign, Illinois on Saturday, a 90% chance of rain in the afternoon. Winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Temperature should be about 50 to 55 degrees. So weather could be a factor, especially with the wind. And if that's the case, it favors Ohio State because they run the ball much better than Illinois does. And Shielhaus will be hoping that those winds aren't in the 20 to 30 mile an hour range, or we could see something similar as to what happened 2 years ago up there in Champaign. So that's what this game looks like on paper. And when you put it all together, how do I see this one turning out? I look for the Buckeyes to start strong, both offensively and defensively. I look for Braxton Miller, if the wind is a factor in throwing the football, not to be concerned at all. He can run it. He can turn and hand it off to Carlos Carlos Hyde, who's been averaging about 140 yards a game over the last four games. Jordan Hall, if he's healthy enough to play, you can give him the ball. If not, you've got Ezzy Elliott, the freshman running back, to turn and give it to. Kenny Guyton can come in. So I think offensively, the Buckeyes will do what they want, depending on what the weather dictates, and they'll be able to come away with a convincing victory at Illinois. I see the final score being the Buckeyes 49 and the Illini 10.